The Chris Perillo Show coverage of SES New York is brought to you by MSN Search, the new, more precise search engine at search.msn.com. That's search.msn.com.
I can't think of a single person who has used RSS and has not heard of Feedster. It's pretty much kind of a synonymous with feed searching, and apparently over the past year they grew fivefold from 5 million feeds to 25 million feeds. That's a lot of feeds. I can't imagine what it's like. I'm personally subscribed to about 1,000, but can you imagine subscribing to 25 million feeds? Feedster does it. This is what they do. And they make it easy for you to find the information that you're looking for. And we're sitting down with the man who's kind of leading the charge, Chris Redlitz. And I was hoping he'd give us an idea about where Feedster's sitting right now after kind of going through a pretty big facelift recently and where it's going in the future.
Well, we are we're at about 1 billion documents today. And we expect that to grow to close to 3 billion documents by the end of the year. And a document, we look at it as any type of post within a feed. Chris mentioned we have about 25 million feeds, and that'll grow. We think we'll be at about 30 million by the middle of second quarter. So the amount of content is growing dramatically, which puts certain challenges to us from an infrastructure point of view, but we're continuing to grow that as well. So we see our index going well beyond blogs and news to products, jobs, video, podcasts, image and photo search. So that'll continue with different types of items and things you're searching within the index.
Now, when you came aboard Feedster, had you even heard of RSS before?
I had heard of RSS. I was actually brought in by one of the early stage investors to take a look at Feedster as a business. And I come from a media background. So I looked at this and I was very intrigued by it immediately that it was really beyond search. It is something that, RSS is such a great communication channel that it could be a great distribution and syndication type of format. And also, there, I thought immediately that there would be some sort of advertising associated with it, and we've started to see that now with the emergence of RSS advertising.
Feedster was one of the first RSS-based, I guess, engines, indexes, directories, search engines that really melted advertising in with subscriptions. Has that worked out pretty well for you thus far?
Yeah, You were kind enough to say RSS because we've been really pigeonholed into blog search, but our index is well beyond blogs, as I mentioned before. And I think people are starting to understand how we're different. And primarily, you can do a search in a feed format and get a search result. And as opposed to getting that result and walking away, you can actually subscribe to that search and put that in your aggregator and have that update as frequently as you want. So the idea of searching and subscribing now, I think, is becoming more readily understood.
And this isn't just English stuff. You guys have gone international recently.
Yeah, we're just in the process of launching Feedster Japan, Feedster JP, in a relationship with Mitsui. And this has been a relationship that really started February of last year. So we're excited about it. Mitsui is really developing a strong media presence in Japan. And fortunately for us, when we built the engine, it's double byte compatible, which allows it to tokenize pretty easily. Every language has some challenge, and it'll be an ongoing process to really improve that search within Japanese. But it also really lends itself very well to other languages, and we're looking very long and hard at China right now as well.
Now, when you're out there doing business development deals, and you bring up the word feed or RSS, do executives just turn white and just wonder what the hell you're talking about? Or do they understand what's going on in this, I guess, disruptive space?
I've really seen an education over the last 2 years that when I went to agencies and publishers 2 years ago, there was a blank stare. There's not as much anymore. They may not know what the little orange box does, but they know it exists. And we even saw that with blogs. You know, I mentioned blogs to people a couple of years ago, and they had no idea, but blog now is a pretty universally understood term. So I think the education and understanding is growing rapidly. I think it's still a little bit for consumers and users. It's still a little there's some misconception and misunderstanding about how to use it. And I think as we move on, that little orange box will go away and it'll become much easier to subscribe. And I think we'll see usership grow dramatically from that point.
What kind of reactions do you get from users? What kind of feedback on a regular basis are you receiving from the people who are using your service actively?
Well, I think it evolves. When people started using Feedster initially, it was a lot of curiosity. And people were happy with the result they got because the index was pretty small. And, you know, our search results were basically time-based, reverse chronology, latest first. Now I think the reaction is we're getting much more interest in demand to have not only a timely result but a relevant result, and that's something we're working very aggressively to satisfy from, you know, a user perspective.
So what is Feedster doing actively to destroy the spammers, or at least get them out of your index?
Well, I think it's, you know, we can do some of that control, but I think it's an industry initiative, and we're involved in a couple of spam initiatives with other companies. Because blogging platforms have to put some controls on allowing spammers to really build and distribute very quickly. We're also constantly monitoring our index to make sure that people aren't accessing it too aggressively, because it's easy to repurpose RSS content. So, you know, we want to make sure that we're not a contributor to that as well. But we also have some proprietary things that we're doing that prohibit inbound spam into our index. As we're crawling, we're qualifying. We're culling our index constantly to re-qualify it. And then on the outbound side, we're also looking at that result. This is really an ongoing process for us, and some of the initiatives will be launched here in the next few months. But it's a tricky thing because, you know, there's clearly properties are spam, and there's clearly properties that aren't spam. And there's a lot of gray area in the middle that there is a little bit of subjectivity there. And we want to take a hard line but not shoot everything that we think is spam. So it's an ongoing problem, and it'll never truly absolutely be resolved. But we think we can do a lot better job than we're doing today, for sure.
What are your feed consumption patterns and habits? What feeds do you subscribe to? What news aggregators do you try, or do you have one that's a favorite in particular?
I use a lot just because I need to experiment with a lot. I mean, I'll use my Yahoo as a very simple example. I use Bloglines, NewsNetWire, or NetNewsWire, NewsGator, just because I need to understand how, you know, what's working, what's not. I use Rojo and you name it. I guess, you know, I've used my Yahoo for the last, I don't know how long they've been around, 10 years, you know. So it seems that ends up being my default page. And, you know, guys that are, you know, on the geekier side will look at me like, you know, that's really old school, but, you know, I do. But I subscribe to feeds that are news feeds. I subscribe to, obviously, media and advertising feeds, some sports feeds. I'm a cyclist, so I'm subscribed to that kind of stuff. So it's really a cross-section.
Now, you say you're a cyclist. Are there a lot of cyclist blogs out there?
Not really. No. There's not a lot of sports blogs in particular, as related to other, you know, like political blogs. There's tons of them. I'm surprised there's not as many sports blogs. But there are some publications that are cycling based that do have some feeds, but not as many as I'd like, definitely.
We've seen different things happen with feeds. You know, we've had podcasting come along and with the enclosures and all that junk. What do you think is going to happen with feeds in the future?
Well, it was funny because I was on a panel yesterday and somebody asked about that. They asked about rich media. And for us, text is still the way to obviously qualify, categorize, and search. You know, you're challenged when you have rich media because we can't really qualify it. Only we can only qualify it today by how it's qualified by whoever is the originating source. And we have to, you know, use that as our indexing method. So hopefully we'll have better ways to understand what's actually in that rich media to qualify it better. And that's one of the biggest challenges that not only we have, but everybody that's a search engine has today.
All right. Well, Chris, I know you're very, very busy here. You're working the floor, I'm sure. And have you seen anything at this search engine strategies that really pops out at you?
I think the thing that's popped out of me is it's gotten so big. And as Danny Selvin said, this is the biggest one they've ever had. And seeing mainstream marketers really very aggressive here. So it's not necessarily something new gadget that I've seen. It's really just the interest and the understanding and the depth of, you know, how they're taking their approach and the information here is, that's, I think, what's so amazing to me. And, you know, marketers now are trying to find better ways not only to optimize search, but also, you know, different and new media properties online. So, again, they're looking at RSS as potentially another media property that's emerging. Because budgets grow every year, so media buyers have to continue to look for new avenues to spend their money. So that's why there's so much interest here, I'm sure.
Well, we'll keep an eye on Feedster, making sure that you're indexing billions of feeds next year, hopefully. And anything that we can do to add more feeds to the mix, is that welcomed if we put more feeds online, or do you want us to put less online?
No, we want more content. We just want to make sure it's real and, you know, good is sort of subjective too. But, you know, non-spam content, the more we have, the better. And the more people use it, the better. So I appreciate, you know, your interest in Feedster as well.
Well, I'm glad you're keeping good as subjective because I'd have been kicked out at day one.
The Chris Perillo Show coverage of SES New York is brought to you by MSN Search, the new, more precise search engine at search.msn.com. That's search.msn.com.